Okay. Good afternoon. My name is Hella Rohde, and I'm the hearings officer in the two matters that are set for 2 p.m. The first matter is de novo at 1180276, set for today at 2 p.m. Mr. De Novo, are you present? Okay. All right. Could you confirm that I pronounced your name correctly?
Yes.
Close enough?
It worked.
It worked, okay. Yes. And then could you spell your full name for the record, please?
P-H-I-L-I-P, first name, last name, D-I-N-O-V-O.
Okay. And we're recording this hearing, so you have the option of having it posted to our website, and then you can access it via the case number, the 118 number, sorry. Or you can opt out of that, and if you needed a copy of the recording, you could get it from our office via CD.
I don't need a recording.
You don't need, okay. Do you want to opt out and get a CD, or do you want to have it on the website?
I guess website is fine, sure.
Website is fine, okay. All right. And we mailed you some materials. Did you get those in the mail?
I did not.
Okay. So could you look at Exhibit 1? And the exhibit number, that would be your tow hearing request form.
Oh, sure. Yep.
Is your address on there correctly? That your mailing address?
It is.
And is there any kind of apartment number or room number?
It's a townhome in an apartment complex, and things are often confused and lost, but the address is correct.
The address is correct, but the mail, not so much, huh?
Correct.
Okay, because we'll be issuing an order, a written order, in this case, and I will be mailing it to you?
Assumably, the Postal Service should deliver things correctly per that address.
Okay.
That is my only legal address.
If you haven't gotten it within a couple, 3 weeks, you can call our office and get more information, okay?
Of course.
All right, great. Okay, and attached to the notice of hearing was a statement of rights. Did you have a chance to look that over?
Is that what says an exhibit?
The notice of hearing is Exhibit 6, and the statement of rights is Exhibit 7, that is on the back of Exhibit 6, typically.
Sorry, this is the first time I'm seeing this.
That's okay. Let me just take a short little break here to ask, are you here on this case?
No, I am not.
Okay, good.
This is not my case.
All right, thanks. Exhibit numbers are in the lower right-hand corner of each document.
It's just
a little sticker. So my... and it should be right...
I'm not seeing it.
Right behind the notice of hearing.
Is this the correct one?
Yes, that's it. You found it. Good.
Sorry about that. Thank you.
That's okay. Do you want to take a couple minutes to look that over, and we'll just take a quick pause in the record here?
Sure.
Record. All right. Did you have a chance to review the tow hearing statement of rights?
Yes, I did.
And do you have any questions about it?
I do not.
Okay, anything that you'd like, any rights that you'd like to assert at this time?
I don't believe so.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so this hearing is a little less formal than a court hearing, but nevertheless, we follow the same basic procedures. And I'm a neutral decision maker. I don't work for the Parking Enforcement Bureau or the Bureau of Transportation. I work for the City Auditor's Office, and one of our jobs is to review decisions made by other city employees to make sure they follow the code.
Sure.
So I apply the facts as I learned them in the hearing and through the records.
Sure.
To the code, and I determine then if your tow was valid or not valid. If it was valid, then the charges are up to you. And if it was not valid, then you get a refund. And unfortunately, it takes several weeks.
I've been told.
Okay. So my job is not to determine whether the tow was fair or unfair or right or wrong necessarily, but whether it followed the code and the code requirements.
Understood.
Okay. So we have an exhibit list with 16 exhibits, 1 through 16. Do you have any objection to any of those?
This may be more procedural in question, but I had a brief moment to start reading. Let me look at the exhibit number. Exhibit number 8. And I'm also referencing exhibits number, I believe, 12 through 14. As I know, it applied to my original request for a hearing. I'm not sure in terms of the city code, how it applies, but this is the first time I've seen any of these materials, whether that is because of the Postal Service issue I was mentioning before or any others, but all of these things are new to me.
Would you like time to review them? Because we can certainly do that. I mean,
no, I think I sufficiently understand the content of those exhibits.
Okay.
I'm just putting on the record that these are not materials that I received prior to this hearing.
Okay. So, and I will note that Exhibit 6, the notice of hearing, was mailed on Friday, December 14th, and it's now the 19th. So, you know, they might have gotten to you, they might not have, depending on the Postal Service.
Normally, for which exhibit?
Exhibit 6 is the notice of hearing, which was mailed on Friday, December 14th. Normally, we presume that mail will arrive in about 3 days.
Understood.
Okay. But if you would like more time to review them, you're certainly welcome to have that.
No, as I said, on the record, I understand that these are mailings and emails that have assumably been sent out.
So I should let you know that with the notice of hearing came all of the exhibits that came in from parking enforcement.
Sure.
Okay. So I'm any other objections to exhibits 1 through 16?
I just want to take a look at exhibit 16 for one moment.
Sure.
I'm not sure if it needs to be entered into the record as an exhibit. But just based off of the initial reading of exhibit 18, I did also want to reference other portions of the city code. Do those need to be entered in as a physical exhibit, or can they be a reference?
You can just give me a reference.
Specifically, I was going to refer to Title 16, Chapter 13, Section 225, the tow-in with 24 or 72-hour notice, specifically as it relates to item C, where it references.
Okay, so you're talking 1630 or 13?
30, 1630225.
Right, okay.
Item C.
Mm-hmm.
Apologies if I'm saying
okay.
That wrong.
No, that's fine.
You'd like me to proceed?
Sure. Why don't I let you swear you in first, so
sure,
in case you're going to give testimony. Do you solemnly swear that the testimony you'll give today will be the truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
So having read the initial Exhibit 8 and in terms of the statement from the hearing office, I did want to reference the fact that does call out specifically that part of the title that I was just mentioning, Title 16, Chapter 30, Section 225, or however you would say it properly.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm. But portion C applies to that specifically, where it says a vehicle may be towed 72 hours after notice of intent to tow has been affixed to or placed on the vehicle if the vehicle is in violation of another section or Title 16, Chapter 20, 170, which is the section that is referenced within Exhibit 8. I guess my challenge to that would be that my vehicle's citation and tow were both issued at the exact same time of 9:07 on December 7th, 2018. And as my submission, and I'm sorry, I'm looking at the exhibit number itself, Exhibit 1 states with the attachment that we left town on December 4th and did not return until December 10th. And while I acknowledge that that can be interpreted as a violation of the 24-hour portion of the code, I would challenge that there was no 72-hour notice that was provided or affixed to the vehicle as a part of that part of the city code.
Okay. So it sounds like you don't have an objection to Exhibits 1 through 16, but you do want to argue your case based on,
correct,
on what's in there,
yes,
right? Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and admit Exhibits 1 through 16, and then we can proceed from there.
Sure.
And I see that parking ticket there.
Correct.
So I want to let you know that that is handled separately.
Yeah, I just brought it as a reference for the information that was on there.
Sure.
And I also mentioned that information within my documents, but I just wanted it for reference.
Right, and the standard for the citation is different from the standard for the tow, so there's tow provisions that specifically apply here.
Yeah, and I'm handling that portion of this separately.
Great, okay. So, all right, so you've been sworn in, and you've made your point about 1630.225C,
correct.
And what other testimony would you like to present?
I don't know if it's admissible, but there was a case that you heard recently in October that handled very similar stipulations of this case. I'm not sure if that can be referenced, but if possible, I'd like to enter that in.
You may do so.
Give me one moment to pull up that case number. That case number was 1180175, and that was for Spencer Allison. In that case, the hearing office and yourself concluded that, in part, since the appellant had no prior notice that he was required to move his vehicle in order to not violate the temporary no parking signs, the tow of the appellant's vehicle was invalid. And I maintain that those stipulations of the decision would apply here. As noted in my exhibits, we made every effort to park in a legal spot before we departed, and as my flight itinerary will prove, we were out of town when the barricade was placed, the parking citation was issued, and the tow were conducted, and we did not learn of any of these events until we returned to town. And so, per my understanding of that decision, I would argue that same decision would apply in my case.
Okay. I vaguely recall the name, but I don't have any idea what the case was about, so I will take a look at that.
Sure.
All right. Anything else that you'd like to add?
Just one moment.
Sure.
I don't believe so, no.
Okay, so I will take your case under advisement, issue a decision in 2 weeks approximately.
Sure.
We've had a staffing issue here, so things are running a little late, or might run a little late, but otherwise we'll try to get that to you as soon as possible.
Understood.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.